Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. Well, welcome, 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 welcome. And listen, saints, if you've been trying to tune into this program for a couple of days now and you saw nothing posted, that had nothing to do with us and everything to do with this platform known as Blog Talk Radio. In fact, last week I did two shows on this series, part 7 and part 8, that never showed up. So you're listening to part 9, and most likely you never listened to part 7 and part 8, but that's not my doing. that fault belongs to Block Talk Radio. So let me just encourage you to listen to part 7 and 8. Don't skip it. I worked very hard to do those shows, and there's so much relevant information in those two broadcasts that, listen, if you don't listen to it, the series will not be complete. And this is a forensic analysis. I am doing a systematic, second-by-second forensic analysis of this 15-minute YouTube video that shows the consecration of Bishop Lobotomized Scales. So please, go back, take your time, listen to broadcast number 7, part 7, listen to broadcast number 8. Don't overlook them. You're going to need the information. The information is quite revealing, quite revealing. Also, Saints, remember that I am giving a book away, two books for that matter. One book is entitled Jackass Church Bishops, and I can tell you that many bishops have been asking for it by proxy. What do I mean by that? Well, the bishops aren't asking them for the books directly. They're sending some of their leaders to ask me for the book. They're sending some of their members to ask me for the book. But I know who the bishops are. So listen, they're asking for the book. The bishops are reading the books, and they are scared witless. So let me just encourage you, if you want a copy of the book, if you want a copy of the ebook called Jackass Church Bishops, all you have to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. I'll send you Jackass Church Bishops. It has 15 chapters, over 240 pages, over 260 footnotes. The book is just going to bless you. It's going to open your eyes. It's going to reveal some things to you that you never knew before. And my brothers and sisters, you have to help me in telling others about this free book. Be a media missionary. Help me. Listen, it took me quite some time to write Jackass Church Bishops. The research, you can just imagine, if the book has 260 plus footnotes, you know that I spent a lot of time researching the book, writing the book, editing the book, formatting the book. I did it all myself. And I did it not so that I can just say that I wrote a book. I did it so that people could be blessed and have their eyes opened. And that's what it's all about, Saints, having people's eyes opened to the truth. And folk in the black church need to have their eyes open because they, listen, the African-American church is being gobbled up, is being swallowed, if you will, by Rome. The church you go to today is not your grandmother's church. It's not your mama's church. No, it's not your mama's African-American church. It's not your grandmother's African-American church. This is an apostate church. An apostate church. So get the free ebook by emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in the Jensen Franklin book, Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron, get that book too by also emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. If you'd like to support this radio ministry with a financial love gift, you can do so by going to our website or clicking there. We have a link. It's www.dailymannaandy.com. www.dailymannaandy.com. When you click on the link and you go to the website, just click on any of the PayPal buttons, and any donation that you can give of any size we would greatly appreciate it because we need it to stay on the air, and we need it to do all the things that we're doing. As you know, brothers and sisters, I plan to go down to Gainesville, Georgia, to Denson Franklin's backyard. I plan to give out 5,000 postcards on the trilogy that I wrote on the Spirit of Python. That's right. I plan to go down to Gainesville, Georgia. In addition to that, I will have with me 5,000 to 10,000 postcards on Jackass Church Bishops. And as I make my way down to Georgia, then I will be stopping at African American churches to give out the postcards on Jackass Church Bishops. If you would like to contribute towards that trip, in which we're going to be in our vehicles and we're going to be going down, and we're just going to try to let as many people as possible know that the black church has been taken over, you can help us out. And you can do so by giving a donation. Like I said, it is greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. Well, this is part 9. We've covered, listen, in this forensic analysis of this audio tape, we've covered so many subjects that J. Delano Ellis, the chief consecrator of this man, Lafayette Scales, as you know, J. Delano Ellis has copied the Roman Catholic Church in that when you consecrate a bishop, according to Rome, you have to have 3 consecrators. One is a chief consecrator, and there are 2 co-consecrators. J. Delano Ellis has followed the Romish model. And all of these outfits and the crosses and the gold chains and the ring and all this baloney that he has given this man in this 15-minute video, all of this nonsense, it's all Roman Catholic. So now today I want to talk to you about collegiality or the College of Bishops. I'm looking at the title of this video, and it's called Consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales at the Joint College of Bishops 2019. That's the title of the YouTube video. Again, let me repeat the title. Consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales at the Joint College of Bishops 2019. The word that I want you to focus on is the word college. What is a college? What is a college? Well, in for some of us, a college is a term that is used to refer to an institution of higher learning, a college. Some of us have been to college. Some of us have been to an institution of higher learning. But in Roman Catholicism, that's not what college means. The word college in Roman Catholicism means club. It means fraternity. It means association. That's what the word college means. College, college, college. Now, you're going to hear J. Delano Ellis in this video, in this audio. He's going to talk about collegiality, because when you belong to the Joint College of Bishops, when you belong to the Club of Bishops or the Association of Bishops or the Fraternity of Bishops, you actually share in collegiality. I'm going to break all this down. I'm going to break it all down. Now, you would think that lobotomized scale, the bishop, his name is Lafayette Scales. I call him lobotomized scale because his brain has been taken out by J. Delano Ellis. You would think that if lobotomized scale had gone to college, he wouldn't be in the mess that he's in now, because he would have said to J. Delano Ellis, "No, thank you, sir. I don't want to join your fraternity. I don't want to join your club from hell. I don't want to join your devilish association. No, I've been to college. I've been educated. I went to an institution of higher learning, and I know that what you're offering me is demonic mush." But you see, it seems to me that if Lafayette Scales went to college, if he went to an institution of higher learning, it didn't do him any good, because he's joined the Joint College of Bishops. which again, the word college in this context means club. It means fraternity. It means association. So notice, the title of the video is Consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales at the Joint College of Bishops 2019. But you're going to hear in just a few moments Jay Delano Ellis talk about collegiality when he hands Bishop Scales his episcopal ring. Let's listen to that.
What was precious to you is now precious to him. Ring. This was also made from the gold that the people gave. That's his ring with the amethyst, the stone of the bishop. And this is the symbol that represents his collegiality with all of us.
Yes.
We're all in one club together. That's why we shouldn't double cross each other.
Now, did you hear that? He spoke about collegiality. I told you the title of the video is Consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales at the Joint College. The word college there does not mean institution of higher learning, but it means what it meant back in the days of pagan Rome. In the days of pagan Rome, a college was a club. It was a fraternity. It was an association. That's what it was. It's an association where the pagan high priest and his fellow pagan priests got together. That's what. Now you'll see that Jesus never used the word college. Jesus never used it because in Jesus' day, the Romans were using the word college, and it had to do with a club. It had to do with an association. It had to do with a fraternity. When Jesus put together his band of disciples, it was not a club. It was not an association. It was not a fraternity. It's called the church. The church. Jesus said to Peter, I will build my church. Jesus never said he was going to build his club. Jesus said he never said he was going to build his fraternity or his association. Jesus said he was going to build his church. But Jay Delano Ellis isn't pushing church. He's not preaching church. No. He's preaching college. He's preaching collegiality. And there's a vast difference, saints. That's why we're breaking down the audio. We're breaking down the audio. I can tell you that this college that Jay Delano Ellis is talking about, it's a college of harlots. Men and women engage in spiritual harlotry. And that's why they have rings. Remember, we left off in broadcast number 8. We left off where I showed you whenever a bishop gets a ring from the chief consecrator and the ring is put on the new bishop, it means that the bishop is marrying the church. That's what it means. I broke it down for you. I made it plain. Got to listen to broadcast number 8. You got to listen to broadcast number 7. There's a lot that you missed last week because Black Talk Radio failed to put up the broadcast after I faithfully recorded them. So, notice, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a club. This is a club that emphasizes spiritual adultery because the church is to be married to Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. The church is not the bride of the bishop. But as I read to you Roman Catholic canon law, the bishop marries the church. That, my brothers and sisters, is spiritual adultery. Now, notice that J. Delano Ellis is talking about when we put on this ring, this is the emblem of collegiality. In other words, this guy, lobotomized scale, is joining this group of men that are into spiritual harlotry, into spiritual adultery. This is why Mystery Babylon, just read Revelation 17. In Revelation 17, Mystery Babylon, the harlot church, is called the mother of harlots. Why? Because she gives birth. Every time a bishop is consecrated, she is giving birth to another individual given over to spiritual harlotry. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. Okay, so now you're going to notice that this bishop, that this video is entitled Consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales at the Joint College. But this is not an institution of higher learning. No, that would be the American definition, an institution of higher learning. But when you look at the Romish definition for the word college, it means club, fraternity, association, and this club goes back 2,000 years back to the Pontifex Maximus or the pagan high priest. Let me play it for you again. Notice how J. Delano Ellis emphasizes collegiality. Listen to this.
Now precious to him. Rich. This was also made from the gold that the people gave. That's his ring with the amethyst, the stone of the bishop. And
amethyst is the color purple. It's the purple gem. And when you read Revelation 17, the harlot is dressed in purple. Purple, that's the color of the bishop. Of course, the bishop of the harlot church.
This is the symbol that represents his collegiality with all of us.
Yes.
We're all in one club together.
You see? He didn't say we were all in school together. He didn't say we were all in a classroom together. Collegiality doesn't mean we're all going to the same institution of higher learning. No, it's a club. It's a fraternity. It's an association. Another word for association is guild. G-U-I-L-D, a guild. A guild. That's what a college is. And so he's emphasizing this ring, and every high priest of Rome and every priest of Rome had a ring. It spoke of their collegiality. Admit that they all belong to the same club and the same association. The same guild, the same fraternity.
Ring. This was also made from the gold that the people gave. That's his ring with the amethyst, the stone of the bishop. And this is the symbol that represents his collegiality with all of us.
Yes.
We're all in one club together. That's why we shouldn't double cross each other. We're a fraternity. We are the fraternal order of the holy. And we're loyal to Christ and to each other. That's why you don't take members from folks from bishops' churches without finding out why they left the last church. They're jumping around, switching churches, beating the tent. You better put that on. Oh, you got it. All right. And that's last. This ring is a replica. He is the husband to Saint Teresa. And he gives her his ring symbol.
Do you notice the language that he's using? When in the church have we called anyone Saint Teresa? When does the black church ever use that kind of terminology? This guy is full-blown Roman Catholic. Full-blown Roman Catholic.
There you go, Mother. Now here's your box. Congratulations and welcome to the fraternity of bishops. We ask you to join us. We salute your ring.
Okay, so he welcomed him. Okay, so what is a college? Well, I'm looking at the Catholic Encyclopedia called Our Sunday's Visitor Catholic Encyclopedia. And I'm just trying to make it plain. I'm just trying to use one of the books, one of the many books that just line the shelves of my library in the section on Roman Catholicism. So this encyclopedia is written for lay people. It's called Our Sunday's Visitors Catholic Encyclopedia. It happens to be the revised edition. Under the heading college, it means an organized group of persons having a common purpose. Notice, a college is an organized group of persons having a common purpose. It goes on to say, canon law, which is Roman Catholic law, canon law provides for several collegiate bodies or colleges in the structure of the church. These include the College of Bishops, the College of Cardinals, the College of Consultors. So notice, the Roman Catholic Church has three colleges, three fraternities, if you will, three clubs, three associations, three guilds. The first is the College of Bishops, followed by the College of Cardinals, followed by the College of Consultors. It goes on to say, the term college is used rather than council or a similar collective term because of the unique authority and responsibility connected with the college. The College of Bishops is the foremost such group in the church for, together with the Pope, it is the highest authority in the church. Let me read that again. The College of Bishops is the foremost such group in the church. Listen, the College of Bishops is greater than the College of Cardinals. It is greater than the College of Consultors. The College of Bishops is the club to be in if you want to be a pagan today. So again, let me read. It says, the College of Bishops is the foremost such group in the church, for together with the Pope, it is the highest authority in the church. Now, this is found on page 250 of this Catholic Encyclopedia. Now, what is collegiality? Well, all I got to do to find out what collegiality is just go to the next page, 251, because collegiality follows college. It says in this Catholic Encyclopedia, collegiality means the working together to promote the mission of the church. That's what collegiality is. Collegiality means the working together to promote the mission of the church. Now think of a serpent. Think of a serpent. Think of a serpent, right? Think of a long serpent. And think of apostolic succession as that long serpent. The serpent's head is Satan. The serpent's head is Satan. Then from the neck down, going all the way down to the tail, that is the Joint College of Bishops. If you ever looked at a skeleton of a snake, and you notice all of these different little bones that go all the way from the head to the neck, all the way down to the singular body of the snake, that's what apostolic succession looks like. Satan, the devil, Beelzebub is the head of the Roman Catholic Church, followed by the first apostate pope, going all the way down to the present, where you have J. Delano Ellis and his bishops that followed. I mean, and I give you an illustration of that in my next book in the series called Nehushtan Church Bishops. Nehushtan Church Bishops is the second volume in the 22-volume series that I wrote dealing with the Roman Catholic invasion of the African-American church. And listen, when you get Nehushtan church bishops, which has to do with idol bishops, bishops that people worship, like the Nehushtan that King Hezekiah had to destroy because the apostate Israelites began to worship the brass and serpent that Moses had made, and Hezekiah called it Nehushtan. Well, I show how apostolic succession is pretty much like the snake. It's the head of apostolic succession is not Simon Peter. No, it's not Simon Peter. It's Satan. Then, like a snake's long body, apostolic succession has come to us over 2,000 years, and at the tail end of apostolic succession, you find J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of Bishops, which is, it's like one of the joints, it's like one of the bones in the snake's body. The Joint College of Bishops is a long fraternity of deceivers and liars and seducers. That's what the Joint College of Bishops is. So, again, what is collegiality? Collegiality means the working together to promote the mission of the church. What church? The harlot church, the apostate church. It goes on to say, in the strict sense, collegiality describes the manner in which the body of bishops, in communion with the church, together with the pope, exercises its power. Let me read it again. I'm reading to you from the Catholic Encyclopedia. I'm not reading to you from a Protestant encyclopedia. I'm reading to you from a Catholic encyclopedia. And listen, I don't need to read 20 Catholic. You'll find it in 20, 30, 40. Wherever you have a Catholic encyclopedia, it says the same thing about collegiality. So, again, in the strict sense, collegiality describes the manner in which the body of bishops, in communion with the church, together with the pope, exercises its power. So let me play this for you again. Let me go back, because I like for you to hear it several times, so that you can see that J. Delano Ellis really means what he says. But you got to listen. You need to know what the terms mean in order to see how slick this guy is.
Is now precious to him. Ring. This was also made from the gold that the people gave. That's his ring with the amethyst, the stone of the bishop. And this is the symbol that represents his collegiality with all of us.
Yes.
We're all in one club together.
Yep.
In other words, collegiality in the strict sense describes the manner in which the body of bishops, in communion with the church, what church? The Church of Rome, the apostate church, together with the Pope, who happens to be the Pontifex Maximus, or pagan high priest, exercises its power.
That's why we shouldn't double cross each other. We're a fraternity. We are the fraternal order of the holy. And we're loyal to Christ and to each other. That's why you don't take members from folks, from bishops' churches, without finding out why they left the last church. They're jumping around, switching churches, beating the tip. You better put that on. Oh, you got it. All right. And that's last. This ring is replica. He is the husband to Saint Teresa. And he gives her his ring symbol. There you go, mother. Now here's your box. Congratulations and welcome to the fraternity of bishops.
To the fraternity of bishops that are in league with the Church of Rome, who are under the authority and work for the Pope. Now, let me go to page number 788 in this same encyclopedia. 788. On page 788, we have the definition for pontiff. What's a pontiff? What's a pontiff? Well, supreme pontiff. The word pontiff, coming from the Latin pontem facere, to build a bridge. The title of supreme pontiff was reserved in ancient Rome to the emperor, who was head of the principal college of priests in Rome. This individual was seen as the bridge or bridge builder between men and the gods. This is in a Catholic encyclopedia, saints. Again, let me read this to you. Because remember, what is collegiality? Collegiality means that the Joint College of Bishops, in communion with the Church and under the authority of the Pope and in unison with the Pope, to the mission of the church. But what church? It's the apostate church. Who is the Pope? Well, the Pope is the supreme pontiff. On page 788, it says, this term supreme pontiff, coming from the Latin ponte facere, to build the bridge. The title of supreme pontiff was reserved in ancient Rome to the emperor, who, as head of the principal college of priests in Rome, was seen as the bridge or bridge builder between men and the gods. When was this title passed on to the Bishop of Rome? In 375 AD. The Pope. Received this title in 375 AD. All right, now let me go on. It goes on to say, since a bishop is in his own diocese, the high priest, he is also technically the pontiff of that diocese. Did you hear that? You see, there's a supreme pontiff, and then there's the pontiff. So your bishop is a pontiff. He's not the supreme pontiff. The supreme pontiff, the supreme high priest of the Church of Rome is the Pope. But you see, bishops, along with the Pope and the Church, work out the mission of the Church. So here, let me read this. Since a bishop in his own diocese is the high priest of that same diocese, technically, he too is a pontiff. He too is a pontiff. So your bishop is a bridge builder between men and the gods, or men and demons. Now, let me read to you from another Catholic encyclopedia. This Catholic encyclopedia is called Our Sunday's Visitor's Encyclopedia of Catholic History. This is Catholic history. Okay, what is Pontifex Maximus? On page 684, it says Latin for Supreme Pontiff. It is today reserved for the Pope. In the religion of ancient Rome, the Pontifex Maximus was the chief priest of the Roman religion who headed the College of Priests. Did you hear that? Let me read it to you again. Pontifex Maximus, Latin for Supreme Pontiff. This title, this term, is today reserved for the Pope. In the religion of ancient Rome, the Pontifex Maximus was the chief priest of the Roman religion who headed, H-E-A-D-E-D, who headed the College of Priests and yielded enormous religious authority and influence, including fixing the dates of festivals and the organization of the calendar. My brothers and sisters, this goes back 2,000 years. Now listen to J. Delano Ellis. Listen to him. Listen to him, my dear brothers and sisters. Listen to this.
We ask you to join us. We salute your reign.
That you will continue to share with the people of God.
And all the people said,
but God and his holy angels say, foolishness.
The consecration is ended. And, the two bishops have to sign his credentials, and we'll show them to you. Yeah. Go over there and open the ink. Now, don't waste the ink all over everything, y'all. Come here and see black spots all over the. Just. What y'all laughing about? You got to sign that other one too, the big one. Thank you. Give me the certificate of consecration. Let me show that to the people. Certificate of consecration. This testimonial is granted to the Most Reverend Jonathan Lafayette Scales, Presbyter of the Church of God. You've been called to work together with bishops and fellow presbyters as a prelate. It's not prelate, it's prelate. Priest, prophet, and teacher, and to share in the councils of the whole church throughout the world. Now, in accordance with the canons of the Rhema Christian Center of Columbus, Ohio, and the network of local churches, you've been selected to serve the church as a prelate, and we did call witnesses to Cleveland, Ohio, in the United States, to ordain and consecrate you to the sacred office of Bishop Primus, meaning presiding bishop, for the network of local churches headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. And the rest, you read late. I'm tired of reading. Now,
focus on the second document. They're both worthless. Both documents are worthless. Quite expensive, may I add. These documents are very expensive to make, but they are worthless. But we want to focus on the second one.
And the last one, the Certificate of Apostolic Succession. It has his genealogy from Jesus Christ and Thomas and Haggai. Didn't we read some of them?
Yes, we did.
We read some of them. Haggai, Bartholomew the apostle, one of the 70 commissioned by Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. These are all the people who laid hands on whom to get down to Lafayette Scale. 2,000 years worth of names.
Now, you just heard him say 2,000 years worth of names. Well, that's impossible because the doctrine or the teaching of apostolic succession didn't take hold in the church until the year 400. So you have a 400-year gap. Jesus never practiced apostolic succession, nor did his disciples. You can't go back to Jesus. Now, what you can do is you can go back to the Roman emperors, who was the pagan high priest, who was the Pontifex Maximus. That's how they're connected. And again, I prove that in my second book, Nehushtan Church Bishops. So notice, he's talking about collegiality. He's talking about being a member of the Joint College. But all of this language, you cannot find the word collegiality in the New Testament. You cannot find the word college in the New Testament. You can't even find the concept. All of this is baloney. All of this issues from pagan Rome. Listen, you don't believe me? Go look at a Bible encyclopedia. Go to a Bible dictionary. I don't care what Bible dictionary you pull off your shelf. I don't care what Bible encyclopedia you pull off your shelf, whether it's a single-volume encyclopedia, whether it's a single-volume dictionary, or a multi-volume Bible encyclopedia, or a multi-volume Bible dictionary. You are not going to find the word collegiality. You're not going to find the word college. You're not going to find College of Apostles. You're not going to find it. It doesn't exist. Those are pagan terms. These concepts are of pagan origin, adopted by the church when Constantine came into power. Constantine was the first one to call himself in the church Bishop of Bishops. He called himself Pontifex Maximus. Constantine hijacked the church and paganized the church. That's who J. Delano Ellis is tracing himself back to. These concepts that he's promoting, these garments, these vestments, these rings, these chains, these crosses, none of this has to do with Jesus and his church. This is a harlot church. This is a pagan church. All of this. Well, my brothers and sisters, we have come to the end of today's broadcast. I'm going to be back tomorrow with a new part, part number 10, because we got to finish up this audio. We're just breaking it down. Today's topic was collegiality, college. What does it mean? What does it mean in Roman Catholic language, in Roman Catholic verbiage? Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how J. Delano Ellis saluted the new bishop by kissing his ring. We want to where does the kissing of the ring come from? What's the history on that? My brothers and sisters, I've been proving from the first broadcast in this series, I've been proving that all of this is anti-Bible and pro-paganism from day one. Get the copy of the book, Jackass Church Bishops. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com to get your copy. I love you. I'll be back tomorrow to contend once again for the faith. God bless you.